Good afternoon, everybody. I would like to ask you to be patient for the last presentation of this conference. My presentation today is to find an association, try to find an association between radon gas densities and the location of the abandoned coal mines. And for this small study, I've chosen our county, Sangamon County, where Springfield, the capital of Illinois, is located. And I don't have any relationships to disclose. So I think there has been enough introduction today about radon and what risk factors, I mean, what does cause lung cancer and how it gets into the home. And for my study, I was looking more into the fact that it can also influence the real estate market. And for the data, we got data from map data from State Geological Survey in Illinois, and street maps data was used from the ESRI Street Maps Premium, that's from the GIS software that they provide, and also from the Census 2000 Tiger Line data. And hopefully we'll update our study with the new census data. And radon gas density measurements were taken by the Illinois Emergency Management Agency by going into each household. And that's how they tested, and we got the data from them. So that's the secondary data used for this small study. And this is a map of Illinois, and this is from the Illinois Emergency Management Agency. And this shows counties in, this is a, showing the counties in Illinois. And counties in blue, as you see, are where the radon tested was in 50% of the, more than 50% of homes had higher radons. That's, that is more than 4 picocuries per liter. And those in the orange had 25% of the homes, those have higher radon. In the green, less than 25% homes have higher radon. And you can see Sangamon County, this is the Sangamon County here, and that's where the Springfield, in, the capital city, is located. And factors affecting radon density, mostly soil factors, the type of soil, porosity, moisture content, and mineral content, and the kind of mineral in the radioactive decay series is in the soil. And also on the mineral type, that's the which are mineral in the decay series, at what level it is. And bedrock, showing the geology and bedrock, which has also factors like porosity and water retention. And then if radon is measured in a residence, the main factor is that influences is the ventilation in the place where it is measured. And also meteorological factors influence radon density. So how do you consider like location of an abandoned mine? For us, it was an intriguing concept. If a place of establishment, a house or a business community or anything is located over an abandoned coal mine area, how is radon affected if it's located on an abandoned coal mine area rather than on a normal region, I mean, not an undermined area. So in the factors we know about abandoned mines, or rather coal mines, we know about emergencies like subsidence or probably open pits and methane gas leaks and fires. There have been studies and Emergency Management Agency and Department of Natural Resources, they take care of, they look after these emergencies and respond to those. And radon causes lung cancer, and that has been extensively studied. But in this small pilot study, we wanted to attempt to look at an association between the two. So this is a map of Illinois with showing the counties, and you can see the Sangamon County here. The areas in blue are the areas of undermined and abandoned coal mine areas, and the areas in red here are currently the active mines. You can see there's a lot of area with abandoned mines, and Currently, there are only a few mines that are active. Some facts about Illinois coal mines. It's one of the major coal-producing states in the U.S. and is actually ranked 8th in the U.S. according to the National Mining Association. And it has abundant recoverable reserves in Illinois, and I'll show you a map in the next slide. Most of the mining is like underground as opposed to a surface mining. And commercial mining has been taking place in Illinois since 1810. I mean, since that long time in Illinois. And why we looked at study is like in 1935, there were 1350 mines in Illinois, and currently there are only 20 active mines. So all the rest of the mined area is like abandoned coal mine area. So this is a map I was talking about, an image from the National Mining Association, and their source was the Energy Information Administration. And you can see the state of Illinois, a lot of coal that could be mined, that's why like for future implications, if there is an association that we find, this study could be important. And these map shows Sangamon County here, and all the small diamond spots you see are the address locations in which there could be a business or a residential location where the emergency management agency actually collected the radon measurement, density measurements. And as you can see, it's also an indicator of the population density in Illinois. If you see this major undermined area in the south, there's not much population in there. And in the area where the most of the Illinois population resides, there has not been any mined area. So for our study, like Sangamon County was also ideal because this is a large density population area, and then there's the Peoria and Fulton counties. But in our county, the population density coincided with undermined area, so there was a large density of population living or having a business on the undermined area. This is a map showing address locations in Sangamon County. I took a zip code map, divided the county into zip codes, and then again the red area is the active mining area, and the blue area is the abandoned coal mine area. And these are the areas tested for radon gas densities. And in the methodology, we took only data limited to Sangamon County from all the Illinois data. And we took permission from IEMA to represent the address locations graphically and not disclose the address locations. And shape files and map data where I got them from the State Geological Survey, I projected them to NAD83 and Universal Transverse Mercator 16 format in ArcGIS 9.3, and that's from ESRI. And average radon gas densities in some residences, they collected radon from a bedroom or basement, living room, and different places. And for this study, I collected the average radon gas density. Address locator was created with street map data in ArcGIS, and then alphanumericals address data was actually made into a graphical point representing each address. And I used the software ArcGIS from ESRI and Microsoft Excel and Paint. And for radon densities, I just wanted to point out that anything above 4 picocurie liters is harmful levels, and acceptable levels are 2 to 4. And actually, I apologize for this. There's no known safe levels, but less than 2 is still relatively safe. And in a place where there's a high radon, from using mitigation efforts to go below 2 is very difficult, but the aim is to be between 2 and 4 picocurie per liter in the mitigation efforts. In this map, again, there's a zip code map in Sangamon County area. These address locations that you see here are those who had a high radon gas density, and that's more than 4 picocurie per liter. And if you see the next map, these are address locations having low radon density. So it's to be more, to look at the map in a better way, we took 3 zip code areas and then studied further. So from the data itself, 40% of address locations had more than 4 picocurie per liter, that is harmful radon gas, and 30% had between 4 and 2. In this map, these are the 3 zip code areas that I selected for the study. And this is 62702, 3, and 4. And this area in purple you see is the abandoned coal mine area. And zooming in, we took a look at address locations. I projected the address locations. The green ones are low radon density ones, and the high ones are the red ones. So we started with 62702 zip code. And if you see in this that high address locations are, most of the high locations are over undermined areas. And then followed up with the next zip code, 62703, we were again saw that most of the high recorded measurements were over undermined areas. And then we took a look at 62704, where there were more measurements taken, and almost 50% of them were over undermined areas. So the match percentage between for the address locations in the software itself, saying that if you have an address, it was projected at the exact place on the map, that was the percentage was 80 to 90% of accuracy. And the street maps data used, that was used in developing the address locator. And I want to point out that data from IEMA, we took the data from IEMA, but we did not validate it going back to address the same address locations and measuring for radon. And this is just a summary of the result. Like in 62702, 32% of the address locations had high radon density, and most of these locations were over undermined area. In 62703, 45% address locations had higher radon density, and most of the locations were over undermined area. And in 62704, 40% of the address locations had high radon. And a significant number of these locations were over undermined area. And this was a pilot study, preliminary study, to look at this rather intriguing concept that associating between abandoned coal mine area and radon density. And if we could increase the sample size and probably validate the results and take accurate street map data, and also would like to control for some of the factors, probably not all, like the soil factors and meteorological factors, look into common locations. That's our next steps in the study. So we want to look at that, and with this, in the study where I projected those locations on the maps to see if it is worthwhile to go ahead with the study, we thought it is the further research is warranted in this area. And this kind of graphical representation of address locations over abandoned coal mine area could be like a better tool for public education, because radon is invisible, odorless, and you can't see the effect of radon until you have some symptoms or you go to a doctor and something goes wrong. And so that's why, like, if you add the word of a coal mine, you're in a person, you talk to a person, you say that your address is above a coal mine, and again, it's associated with the high radon density, it increases the chances of them contemplating taking mitigation efforts. And just today morning, I met an elderly person who was here in the conference, and he told me that he's in Massachusetts and he's working in Africa since 1 year. And he told me that his residence was tested and they had like 7 picocurie per liter in the result. And he said, like, I didn't know 4 was the high value. And I was waiting, probably, I thought it could be 11 or 12 before it got harmful. But with this kind of tool for educating people, I think, like, I mean, like, he's an APHA and worked, I mean, involved in public health and environment, and he didn't know about radon being more than 4 is harmful. So for the common people, this could be graphic imaging and putting those address location, or probably in the future making a web tool or web application where they could actually put their address in on a website and see if their address location is on a map or a coal mine. It causes a little more effort to take the mitigation measures. And I think it's more compelling. Again, and so I have 3 minutes in this. This is our references. So if you have any questions or comments.
I have a question.
Sure. That's my next step.
That's your next step.
We want to get more data from Emergency Management Agency and cover more counties. In this preliminary study, I took secondary data and used GIS software to find if the research is warranted. I mean, is it any important or not?
And so, I guess my follow up to that is, when you introduced in the beginning, you've got your soil factors, your bedrock, and those things. Mm-hmm. Do you anticipate that the undermining, is that going to correlate tightly with one of those factors, or do you see it having sort of cross-sectional implications for maybe mineral and bedrock?
As far as my understanding is, or if some area is undermined, there's soil removed, everything is, the earth is soil removed and then replaced or pushed back, and then you build over there or something. So I think the geology has changed. So if you're looking at, for the further study, if we can either zoom in to only the undermined area and see what are the geological factors, if they're common, and probably break it by census tracts, as Nora said. And so take a look at that and try to, if we are able to try to control for the factors, that would show us a probably association or not. So that's our next step. Sure.
One of the things we also are looking at is depth to coal mine.
Yeah. So that's our next goal to correlate according to the depth of the mine. We'll get that data from Emergency Management Agency because they also looked at the depth of the mine, and from the Natural Resources and State Geological Survey. And Dr. Sharon is my supervisor and mentor, and she's in the audience here. And any questions? We were trying to probably if we can control for those factors, but meteorological is like probably try to test for radon or at the same climate region or within a few days when the climate is that area, so that it could be comparable. So that's our next area of study. Sure, go ahead.
Hi,
question was about this IEMA. I assume that's your...
Illinois Emergency Management Agency.
Are they the folks who are mostly responsible for home radon test kits, or how come they're a source of data for address and radon concentration?
They collected the data. I mean, they have the radon, they have a branch radon department there, and they have the data where they went into homes and collected those measurements. So they shared the data to us at the university. So that's how we use their secondary data.
FEMA does all the radon licensure mitigators and testers in the state of Illinois, plus any, they're the ones that collect the data from any of the homeowner individual exam tests as well. So they are the repository for all the radioactive testing done in Illinois.
So if you go to the hardware store and buy a radon test kit, it's going to eventually, that result will eventually get to IEM?
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
All right, well, it's 2:00, so we still formally end the session, but
thank you very much.